from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I mean, let's be honest. That's our first time actually looking at it. And so, man, we'll dissect this tape. We'll teach and learn. We'll make some adjustments in terms of our teaching and coaching and points of emphasis, and we'll get ready for the next opportunity. And it's reasonable to expect us as players and coaches, to be a lot better the next time we roll out because of what we saw and experienced today. I'm not worried about what's going on behind the scenes in New York in regards to it. I'm simply focused on the information that we have right now and teaching that to our guys and our preparedness in those areas. There's a variety of kick options, obviously, in the landing zone, and our kickers have been working hard all offseason to have some variations in some of the things that they do, and that's just probably reflected in the question that you asked.
Mike Tomlin talking about the NFL's new kickoff rules, and they were on display last night in the Hall of Fame game for the first time. One of the things the Steelers are working on in practice, Dorian, is they had the ball laying on the ground without a tee.
Mm-hmm.
Just laying there sideways without a tee, and they had the kickers kicking it that way, and then it would bounce all goofily, and it was weird from everything I understand. Now, I could sit here, you could sit here, we could explain to you these new kickoff rules, or we could just have Joe Buck do it and make it cleaner in like 30 seconds. What do you say we do that?
Okay.
Teams kick off from the 35. The 10 players in the kicking team start at the opponent's 40. At least 9 receiving team players must be in the setup zone between their own 30 and 35. Play begins when the ball's touched or hits the ground in the end zone or landing zone, the area between the receiving team's goal line and the 20. Touchbacks that land in the end zone are brought out to the 30. Touchbacks that roll into the end zone from the landing zone are brought out to the 20. You got all that?
No! How the hell am I going to explain this when I'm sitting down to watch football with my mom, who's a huge Steelers fan, every Sunday? How am I going to tell her what the hell this thing is? That is so convoluted, so complicated, so bizarre. I don't know how I feel about it, but I think it's a little much.
Yeah, I think it's a little much. I thought it was going to be a little bit different. I thought there was actually going to be, like, it was going to look different. But I knew it's the first game, but, you know, it just looked like an actual kickoff. Like, I mean, the lanes are the same. You know, guys are getting tackled around the 20, 25, 30. I guess whenever you kick it into the highlighted zone, right,
yeah,
then it's live as soon as you catch it. But if you kick it in the end zone, it's a touchback?
I don't know.
I think they're doing too much.
Yes.
Too much. But I also understand the safety of it. Like, if I was, you know, still playing, like, I would agree with, you know, I'm not going to run full speed 30 yards, 40 yards, 50 yards down the field and run into a wedge. Like,
right.
That is a whole different ballgame compared to this. So you're just so close that you're just basically blocking and you're, it's a safer play on that realm of things of talking about this kickoff return and kickoff unit doing.
I saw a couple of national people tweet similar things, and I'm paraphrasing here. Bubble playoff teams that find ways to manipulate this. Bubble playoff teams that can find ways to get one over in the margins on this kickoff thing could have a little bit of advantage, and it might be what pushes them into the playoffs. And just watching last night, and I didn't watch it live because I fell asleep, because my God, it's the Hall of Fame game, and I tried and I couldn't fake it. I fell asleep, didn't watch it, but I watched the cut-ups of these kickoffs. I don't know where there's competitive advantages to be gained here. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think you laid it out beautifully there, Doran. You had kickoffs return to like the 26, to like the 27-yard line. What has happened here is the NFL wants their cake and they want to eat it too. The NFL wants kickoffs to be safer, but they also want kickoffs to be competitive plays. And all I happened to see last night and this morning when I watched the cut-ups was it looks goofy. It probably is safer, but I think the results are ultimately going to be pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And all you're going to wind up doing with the results being the same is just confusing the hell out of people in creating one of now the more complicated plays in all of football. I don't know if there's much of a competitive advantage to be gained. And if there is, I don't know that it's really going to be enough to push on the bubble teams into the playoffs.
Right.
I think that's probably a bridge too far, and that's probably just NFL people carrying the shield for the NFL. Like when you get the Albert Breers of the world saying, this is going to be great. This is going to separate some play. I don't know why I'm doing his voice that way. This is going to separate playoff teams from non-playoff teams. What? How many times are you going to see it? 5, 6 times, 7 times at most a game? Come on now.
I mean, there was one, I think, you know, the it was towards the middle of the game, I guess, and they looked like that you could break out. Like the way that they blocked it up, I saw lanes where I was like, oh, like maybe he might break through. Then they just get tackled by the 30. So I don't know. Like even like, do you have to kick it into that highlighted area? What if you just like bloop it before that and it like you bloop it down so it hits off of a defender?
Doran, I love you.
You don't know.
I have read the rules. I heard Joe Bluck describe the rules. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, what if there's an onside kick, too? Like,
onside kicks. Here's another thing I don't like. This one I do know. This is a question I can't answer. You can't onside kick until the fourth quarter. And you have to declare that you are onside kicking it. So, like, the Saints in the Super Bowl, the surprise onside kicks, you can't do that stuff anymore. You have to basically hold up a sign that says, hello, everybody, we are kicking the ball onside. So I don't like that. Now, we rarely see the element of surprise onside kick, but I liked it when it happened. I liked the novelty of it. I liked the gusto, the balls that it showed when a coach would try to pull that thing off. You can't do it anymore. I think one of the problems the NFL has, and people are going to watch regardless, so this affects the diehards more than anybody else, is that the game is so complicated.
Mm-hmm.
The rules are so complicated. What's a catch? What's not a catch? There's just, can you hit a quarterback? Where can you hit a quarterback? Inside the pocket, outside the pocket, tackle box. We've all figured out the tackle box thing. That's been in there for a while, intentional grounding, this, that. But where are you allowed to hit a quarterback? A lot of times you're seeing horse collar tackles get called when it doesn't look, whenever you slow it down, like it is a horse tackle. Now you got the hip drop tackle. The game is more complicated than it's ever been. And it's not going to keep people from watching. And to me, that is the problem. We are a captive audience. I'm guessing that the Hall of Fame game ratings for the crap they put out there last night was probably through the roof because they know they've got us. Roger Goodell's got us. The owners have got us. And the game is a harder watch, I think, now than ever before mm-hmm. because of all these rules. And even when they bring on the Mike Pereiras of the world and the Gene Steratores of the world. You need rules analysts because the layman fan and the diehard fan together don't understand all the rules. And a lot of times the Steratores and the Pereiras come on and they say one thing and then the officials wind up going with the other thing. It's just the NFL, this thing we love, this sport we love that we are going to watch, that we are a captive audience for, is getting harder and harder to watch, and that frustrates me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happened? happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Well, it's getting harder and harder to watch. And if the rules are convoluted for the layman fan that is watching, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to tell you this right now. It is just as hard to follow the rules as a player. So if you're talking about competitive advantage and you want to make the game more interesting and harder for teams to win, and having, you know, the physical thing is a physical thing. Like the athletes are going to get bigger, stronger, faster. We know that. So the game's going to be harder as the years go on. But mentally, if you have to learn new rules and you have to think about those rules, and if you're not prepared for those rules, that could become a competitive advantage for the other team that actually knows the rules. Like, it only takes one guy to mess up one of the rules, and that could change the game. So I don't know if they're looking at that way. It's like, okay, you have 11 guys on kickoff return. If one of those guys messes up, it could be a 15-yard penalty, or somebody could break free, and then it's like,
or
okay.
Or any type of confusion.
I don't know if that's how they're looking at it to make it harder. So that one team that is prepared will win. I don't know. But it is as confusing as it might be for the fans. I guarantee it's just as confusing for the players too, which could lead to some teams maybe messing up in crucial moments.
We're smart guys, I think. I mean, smart enough. You're a smart guy. Took me 5.5 years to graduate college. I hear Joe Buck, and then I played it a couple of times, and it's a total mess.
Mm-hmm.
And these players, who you're right, are these physical freakazoids who are trying to play the game at 100 miles an hour. When you have to think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, this is to prevent injury. If you're thinking too much out there, I think there's an added risk of injury.
There is.
So how long does it take before these things become rote, before these players just don't need to think out there? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see these preseason games and what they play with. And I will argue against myself a little bit here. I said, I don't think that there's a significant disadvantage. Like, I don't think, oh God, Bills, Steelers, final playoff spot, that it's going to come down to who gets the kickoff thing down. But I could see it being something that affects the Steelers more than a lot of teams, because Mike Tomlin coaches this team to play in a ton of close games.
Mm-hmm.
A ton of close games. So maybe I'll be arguing against myself here. I could see it affecting the Steelers more than other teams.
I mean, you know, I just think of just situations like, okay, like what if you're back returning and, you know, you have a lapse and you're looking where the ball's at, and the ball drops into the zone and it rolls in the end zone. You forget the rules, and then somebody runs down and recovers it. Like, and then that's a touchdown, and you don't recover it, and it's a touchback. Like, you know, that could happen.
Does it land on the 19 instead of in the landing zone, and the 20, or the 21 instead of the landing zone and the 20? Yeah, stuff
but
like
I
that.
I think Mike Tomlin, like, I will disagree, because they do play close games, but I think that he has and will spend as much time as anybody, as any coach in the league, preparing and getting his guys ready for just this singular moment in a game, mm-hmm. situation. Like, I think he will have guys understanding what the hell that they're doing game in and game out, and he'll make that a process throughout the week.
I think John Harbaugh,
yes,
are guys that are going to really attack this with great detail. I think if Vrabel were around,
yes,
he'd be a guy. Belichick. So perhaps the Jared Mayo might be one of those guys who really takes a lot of time.
Detroit, he'll definitely have
Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Joe Judge back in the day.
Joe
Judge, when he got hired by the Giants, he would have spent a lot of time on this, a special teams coach. Bill Cowher would have spent a lot of time. Yes. You can already, you know, the guys who are going to put a lot of thought and spend a lot of time on this. And I don't know. I will go into this with an open mind, but my early read is I don't know if it's going to really be much more of a competitive play. And I think you're running the risk here of really confusing a lot of people, players and fans alike.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.